Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back. JC and I are here with an awesome guest today, and we're going to be talking about hiring as a team sport. Hopefully not a tackling sport, right, JC?
Yeah, nobody wants to experience that in the workplace.
I think sometimes we feel like it is, though. You know, recruiting and attraction is so hard, and it's even harder day by day just because of the state of the world. And not that people don't want to work, but people don't want to work for certain types of people. So with that said, I want to go ahead and introduce our guest, Donna Helfrey, VP of Talent at Go One. Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Thank you so much. Let's just jump in and give us some advice on hiring and how it should be a team sport, specifically with the hiring team. Yes, there should be a team, not just one person, right? And how, you know, what the heck their role is in hiring.
Perfect, perfect. And I think you nailed it with the segue of, you know, recruiting and hiring is super challenging and people want to work, but they might not want to work for all people. Okay. So I think we really need to own who we are. You know, each company has its own nuances and things are different. You know, I usually lead with when I'm talking with potential candidates, I'm like, hey, we're going from startup to scale up. This is not Microsoft University. Go One specifically has, you know, employees all over the world. So we've got a time zone thing that is real. And so we want to make sure that the people we're targeting are really comfortable with the build. Okay. Again, it's not plug and play. Things are scrappy. Things can be a little messy, but at the same time, you could really see, you know, your impact in the fruits of your labor very quickly. You've got an opportunity to position, you know, what is Go One going to look like the next 5 years because you've built this. Okay. So essentially you're going to, you know, get a hiring team together. The hiring manager hopefully is really leaning in on the driving of some of this of, hey, these are the people I want to assess, you know, certain competencies. And, you know, I have some skin in the game there and some, you know, making sure that I'm getting the right people, that they're trained on the right competencies. We lean in with our behaviors. So we've got focus areas that we assign to the loop. We make sure they're dialed in on the job description. We make sure, you know, there are certain things that can be taught. You know, could this be a little bit more build versus buy? But do they have the right competencies, the right behaviors, and the right, like, grit and gumption to handle things that aren't that easy? So again, you know, making sure you compile this, you know, interview team, you know, I try to stay under five people depending on the role. And we're going to assign competencies. We're not going to have the same conversation five times. You know, I want this person to focus on, hey, stay in your lane, be specific to this piece. There's going to be things that, hey, somebody needs to assess for technical competencies. Somebody might need to be able to assess for, let's say, your accounting or tax, or, you know, there needs to be some subject matter expertise. But then at the end of that, I also want to do like, hey, show us a little bit of your work. We're going to either do, here's a case study, or maybe there's going to be a prompt with a role play scenario. I just hired a really good HR business partner, and basically we center, you know, a culture amp feedback engagement survey. You know, we didn't put any real detail on it in terms of who the business group was, but it was like, hey, here's the results, here's the questions, here's the things we're doing well, here's the opportunities. Summarize this and, you know, kind of come back to how would you lead this conversation with the business group, you know, and walk me through that. You know, part of engagement is employee engagement is not only an HR job, it should really be everyone's job. But do I know that this person who's going to kind of, you know, have this as part of their remit can really drive those conversations and influence in the way that they need to?
I love it. And I love that you mentioned, you know, subject matter experts. And I think it's so important to get those subject matter experts involved in the interviewing, but then also train the subject matter experts what they can and cannot say or ask in an interview, because sometimes we forget to do that and then end up in court, right?
Right, right. And you basically, like, I think in our role being in HR, I've been doing this for 25 years, you take for granted that this is common sense. And unfortunately, there are things that you have to remind people of. I think Go One is a really incredible platform because we actually have courses on, you know, hiring manager engagement, on unconscious bias, on how to attract and select, you know, candidates and stuff like that. So I've actually compiled a list of some of our best courses and put them in an entire interview pack for the business. So they get a prep in terms of, you know, here's the resume, here's the job description, here's your focus areas, and here's some, you know, interview skills that how to upskill your own interviewing competencies and, you know, make sure that they've taken that before they interview people.
Oh, I love it. That brings me to a question that I'm actually going to hold for now, because we're about to wrap up our first series of this five series podcast. And think about this, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about cultural fit, cultural ad, not fit. Oh, my employment lawyers are already tuning in going, no. Yeah. So with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.